This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been, for a very long time, the past 3 years aside, a really low interest rate economy. And even when the Fed raised rates, by the way, it was still a low interest rate economy. What that has meant, among other things, is that keeping your money in something like a savings account almost hasn't been worth it. Bankrate.com says the average interest rate for a savings account right now is a 0.1% a year. So with the Fed having just cut rates for the second meeting in a row, and with the reality that nothing in this or any economy happens in isolation, now what? Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
When interest rates go down, banks start paying less to depositors almost immediately, says Mayra Rodriguez Valladares at MRV Associates. But she says banks don't move as quickly to lend out money at lower rates.
So I guarantee you that right now, if somebody goes in to borrow money and says, oh, well, the Fed just lowered rates, the bank is not going to say, oh, you're right, let me lower your rates.
Very interesting, she says, because when the Fed decides to raise rates, quite the opposite is true for banks.
If interest rates go up, they won't move quickly to raise the rate for depositors, but they'll move quickly to raise the rate for any new borrowers.
Savers haven't earned much since the financial crisis drove interest rates to historic lows. But there are many online savings accounts with interest rates that rose to above 2%, like Ally Bank's savings account and Goldman Sachs' Marcus. Greg McBride at Bankrate says those accounts are more sensitive when rates fall.
You benefited on the way up, and you're going to give a little bit of that back on the way down.
Banks will eventually start charging less for business loans. After all, that's why the Fed cuts rates to begin with. Kent Belasco runs the commercial banking program at Marquette University. He says some banks will have to turn to individuals again to make up for lost revenue.
That's when you start to get into fee income or other services that the banks are offering to hopefully make up for it.
If rates stay low and more fees start popping up, Belasco says banks should start worrying because customers will shop around. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.